bodies. And don't come back or I'll treat you the way restaurants are supposed to treat pests.
Trap like mice, rats.
No mice for you, Twister. Not today. There.
Mice! Oh no! Mice! Well, get him away! No, oh, save me, Stan! Save me!
What do I look like? Pest control?
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Yeah, pest control. That is exactly what we're talking about. Actually, I believe it's pest management professional. That's the full title that Sean Sherwood has with Poulin's Pest Control. Sean Sherwood, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here, Evan.
Always like having you on the show. And whenever we have you, instantly we get a lot of texts because we have you to the show and we strategically do it certain times of the year where we can talk about some common problems and pests that people. How long have you been in this business of pest management?
I am working on my 41st year, all with the same company.
And have you ever seen, like in recent history, anything that surprises you? Like you ever have, wow, I've never seen that before.
I had one on July 1st that I sat back and said, I have not had this call.
Okay, well, tell me about it?
Absolutely. So I live in Southie.
Yeah.
I had a phone call on my phone from a number I didn't recognize, but I answered it, Southie number. And they said, hi, Sean, are you around? I'm like, yeah, I'm here. I said, I have gophers in my furnace.
Gophers in their furnace.
Gophers in their furnace.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, I'll come over.
Did you believe him?
I was a little skeptical.
Sure.
I've never had that. How does a gopher get into your furnace,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
So went over, took the panels off the furnace. Sure enough, bottom of the furnace, two gophers.
Alive?
Oh, yeah. Very much alive.
How did that happen?
Well, I did an inspection around the outside of the house, and somebody installed a fresh air fireplace. And they didn't close up the hole where the exhaust goes in, the intake and the exhaust. So the gophers were able to get underneath it, which was only about 2 inches off the ground, and then climb up into, there's obviously a hole into the intake of the furnace or into the intake of the fireplace.
Sure.
And then they're in the ductwork.
Oh, yeah.
So they ran in the ductwork, couldn't get out of the ductwork. So they fell down into the fireplace or into the furnace.
And
they're down on the bottom of the furnace. So
what did you do?
Well, I opened it up. I had a cardboard box. I opened it up. They walked right out onto the panel that I was holding. They dumped them into the box, handed them to the owner and said, here, you do whatever you want with these.
Right.
So he let them go.
Okay.
They called me the next day and said, Sean, they're back.
No.
Yeah.
They didn't plug the hole?
They didn't plug the hole and they let them go. They didn't do it a third time because I took care of the problem.
Okay. Gotcha.
They're not doing it again.
Gotcha. Sean Sherwood is joining me. I often just refer to you as an exterminator, but I know the official title is pest management professional. And by the way, this is an opportunity for your questions. If you have pests, whether they're in your backyard, maybe they're in your house, 1-877-332-8255. But do you have trends? Like does the phone ring and the requests come in showing trend lines throughout the year?
Absolutely. Mm. So this year, even now, mice are huge.
Mm.
And that's because we had so much snow in the winter. When we have a heavy snowpack, the mice live underneath the snow. The predators can't find them and do pest control in the winter for us. So when the snow melts, the mice are going, oh my God, where am I going to hide? Well, they're going to hide in your house.
Mm.
And so mice have been huge. On the other side of that, we've had an incredibly wet spring. Bees and wasps don't like wet springs.
Mm-hmm.
So you had somebody from the bee community on the other day. They're just barely getting going and hanging on because it's been so wet. Well, normally by this time of year, we've got 10, 12 wasp calls coming in a day.
Mm.
We're at 2 or 3 a week now. There, it's not going to be a good year for wasps for us.
Okay.
Great for everybody else.
Right. Okay. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I'm actually going to start with my own question because you mentioned mice. So we have in our backyard, we've got a little deck on the back, out the back door, and then a few steps down, and it's wood. And there's two pieces of like wood decking together on per step. Our dog, Big Mike, he's a mini Dachshund. He's not big.
I love him.
He went nuts the other day, sniffing between the cracks of two boards and like started digging on the wood. So I'm like, okay, clearly there's something in there. We tried a couple of things to see if we could, you know, scare it out or whatever. Couldn't. So I literally took the screws out of the boards and lifted one of the boards up. It looks to me like it's an old mouse nest. I don't know if it's new, but he just discovered it the other day. Will they come back to that same spot if I weren't to remove that nest? Would they use it year-round?
Absolutely, they will.
Yeah.
Mice are different from us in that their bladders, they don't have a bladder, so they dribble pee everywhere they go. Mm. And that's Mother Nature's way of making sure that the boy mice find the girl mice. Mm-hmm. They follow that scent trail. We use that as their Achilles heel. When you have mice in your house, we'll come in and we'll clean out the mouse problem. And we'll tell you, you know, keep the traps in the same area because the mouse is going to follow that scent trail, the next one that walks by, and he's going to head right to the same spot again.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you've got a nest under there,
right,
they're going to keep coming back there.
Is cheese, by the way, the best thing to put in a mouse trap?
No, Walt Disney did a real disservice to our generation.
Someone
Evan.
Told me once peanut butter.
Peanut butter they love. Honey they love.
Okay. Yep. And even if it gets hard, will they still? Or because they want the scent, I'm assuming, is what they...
We even use peanut butter on traps that we put in campers that are overwintering.
Oh, okay.
It can be frozen solid. They want it.
Okay. Good to know. Sean Sherwood is my guest, pest management professional with Poulin's Pest Control. If you have a question, 1-877-332-8255. I would love to hear from you. Even though wasps are low this year, I would still like to proactively prevent them. This is Dave actually giving us a text from Manitoba. So you're helping people cross border today, Sean.
Perfect.
What is the best way, even though right now they're not a big problem, is there something we can do proactively to prevent them?
Early in the spring, believe it or not, those paper wasp nests that you can buy at home hardware.
I've seen those, yeah.
Hang them up around your eaves and in your property. Queen wasp goes into hibernation in the fall. And she will overwinter and then come out. And then she's looking for a place to build a nest. And if she decides that your eaves are a good place or underneath your front step, she's looking around, looking for food, and she sees a good-sized wasp nest there already. She's mm-hmm. going to go, whoa, we're not going to survive here because they're highly territorial and very aggressive.
Sure.
And she's going to go somewhere else right. because the prospect's there. Yeah, that's not good.
So those things work. You just have to take care that they're not going to, A, get damaged in wind.
Yep.
And if it's going to rain, I know that that does a number on them as well.
But absolutely.
We've thrown a few of those up mm-hmm. thinking they're doing a difference, but yep. not knowing if they yep. actually do work.
They do work.
They do.
Okay. Beyond that, there's really nothing. Find the nest early. It'll be like a superhighway by now and then treat it properly.
Right. Okay, well, I want to go to the phone line, if you don't mind. We've got a call coming in on the line, 1-877-332-8255. We were just talking about mice, and that's where Jeff from Regina wants to go. Jeff, you're on with Sean Sherwood.
Hey, Sean, I'm sure glad I can talk to you. I live in a rental here in Regina. We've had two different exterminators come in the last 2 years. Now, what, the first one come in, he laid, didn't do anything. He just laid poison all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
Batches and batches, and for the next 4 months, the mouse poop around the house was that bright bluish orange. Right?
Right.
They were
yep.
eating the poop or eating it, and they were pooping it out, and it didn't seem to help the amount of mice. Actually, Evan, I just sent you a bunch of pictures on the text line
okay.
Of the amount of damage that's being done in our house. Now, the second exterminators come in. And they looked around, and I think the poison killed my dog. I think my dog actually got into it and ended up killing her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the second one, he comes in and he says, "Well, I'm not going to lay any more poison down because it doesn't do any good until you get, you know, the places filled around your foundation and stuff."
Right.
So my landlady got some people in, and they put some, I don't know, some flashing around the bottom where the basement meets the house, and. They said, it should be all good. And then all winter again, we've had nothing but mouse problems and mouse problems and mouse problems. But we can't seem to find any more places where they're coming into the house. But they're there. They're constantly there. Like, if you see, like, they're eating the... They told me, well, pick up the dog food because the mice like the dog food.
Yep.
But the only thing I can say is if I take the dog food away, then they don't have a food source. Then they're going to get into my cupboards and my food even more so.
So the question is, Jeff, what should I do?
What should I do? Do I have to phone a contractor to come in and find where they're coming through? Or would Poulin be able to come into my house and fill these places properly?
All right.
Well,
The first thing we would do, Jeff, at your location is we would show up and we would do an exterior perimeter inspection. Any opening bigger than the size of your little finger is a potential way for them to get in. And anything that's up against your foundation, anything that provides cover, gives them a harborage so that they can find these locations. Then the next thing to do is to get baits and or traps. In your situation, I would think I would probably want to go with traps first so that I can harvest a lot of mice out really quickly, because it almost sounds like you've probably got an endemic problem in your house where there's so many of them living inside that they're just staying ahead of the curve. The baits that they're eating do work quite well, but it takes 3 to 5 days to kill them, and they can do an awful lot of damage in 3 to 5 days. But the first step is to get a professional out there, have a real good look at the place. It's easier to bail a boat when you plug the holes.
There's one you can put down on a napkin and take to the bank from Sean Sherwood. Boulin's Pest Control, he is a pest management professional, and we're at our first break. But it is just the first break. We've got Sean with us right up until 12 o'clock. Phone lines are actually lighting up. Brett, don't go away. Jen, we've got you up next. 1-877-332-8255. Lots of great texts on the text line as well. Your pest-related questions next on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. I feel like I had this song on like a Haytel Classics album of some kind, like Kooky Classics or something. I don't know. I remember that song, Spiders and Snakes. Why not play it? Thanks, Frank. We are chatting today with Sean Sherwood, a pest management professional with Poulin's Pest Control, and we're taking your questions at 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to jump into the questions on the text line in a moment, but I'm going to start back on the phone line because Brett from Vanscoy has called in. And Brett, you're on the air with Sean. You've got a question.
Hey, thanks, gentlemen. Yeah, it's not so much for me. It's about my parents' house. It's an old 1950s house, two-story. No fire stops from the basement all the way up in these wood walls. And every July, August, they seem to get some bats in the house. And I'm just wondering if there's anything we can do to prevent it, or where to start looking, or is there a bigger problem at play? Whenever I sleep upstairs in the spare room, I can hear critters scratching in the walls, and it scares the heck out of me. So I wonder if I can help my dad out so he doesn't have to have the tennis racket in the living room.
Absolutely. So bats are a species at risk in Saskatchewan, so we're only allowed to do work with them in May and in September. So what you need to do during that time is you need to spend some time out around the outside of the house at dusk, because that's when they go out to feed. And bats aren't able to launch themselves like birds are, so they have to drop out of an opening and soar. So that tells you where you're going to be looking. You're going to be looking up. They're going to come out of their holes. You need to identify where those holes are. Once those holes are identified, then once we get to September, one-way doors can be put over those holes so that they can go out to feed, but they can never come back to the same location. And all the areas that they could potentially get in get sealed up, and then the doors go on the openings that they're using, and we exclude them. We don't kill bats because they're very beneficial, and again, they're a species at risk. But in September, we can exclude them. It just requires a little bit of work from you to identify where the openings are over the summer.
Are those one-way doors, man? Like, can you just make one yourself, or do you buy them? Or
we build them.
Yeah.
We build them out of pipe and mesh.
Sure.
And they're real simple. We keep them as simple as possible.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's keep going on the phone line. I want to go to Jen in Moose Jaw. Jen, thanks for the call. You're on with Sean Sherwood. Go ahead.
Hi. I just witnessed a pigeon in distress right on Main Street in Moose Jaw, right in front of City Hall. And a passerby said that, oh, well, the city poisons them, which took me by surprise. Is that true? And if so, that doesn't seem right.
Okay. Well, the city won't be poisoning them because there are no poisons in Canada that you can use that are registered for pigeons. There is a product called Avitrol. Avitrol makes them sick and puts them into distress. So you put Avitrol out in areas where you don't want them. They feed on it. And because they're very gregarious, the one pigeon that eats it will go into distress and they'll be disoriented and they'll be cooing and making a lot of noises. And that by its very self scares all the other pigeons away and makes them not want to be in that area because it's undesirable. So that's probably what's happening, is they probably got into some avitrol. There are some other things that will cause pigeons in the wild to die off or to show those things. Nothing we can do about those, but that's probably what's going on.
Let's stay on the phone line, 1-877-332-8255. This is a question that I'm actually seeing on the text line too, but I'm going to let Mary ask it from Regina. Mary, go ahead. Voles, right?
Yes, I had terrible reaction with voles over the winter.
Yep.
They got at my burning bush and just wiped it clean and got into the lawn.
Yeah, absolutely. So what voles do is they live underneath the snow, and we had a heavy snowpack this year.
How are voles different than mice, by the way?
Well, they're a completely different species.
Yeah.
Mice are the muskus, and voles are a completely separate species altogether. We call them the Arnold Schwarzenegger of mice because they're big and not very bright.
Are they bigger than mice?
Quite a bit bigger
is
than
that
mice,
right?
Probably one and a half times the size.
Okay.
They're also purely vegetarian. They'll only eat vegetables. So the damage that you see when the snow thaws to your lawn is only surface damage. They won't do permanent damage, and a good fertilizing and watering in your lawn will completely come back. The easiest way to get rid of these guys is to just set up snap traps. And the bait that we use is a mixture of oatmeal flakes or steel cut oatmeal and peanut butter. And you mix it into a block and you put it on the trap. Put the trap inside a box of some sort, a cardboard box, and cut the Walt Disney mouse holes in the ends of it. Mm-hmm. Put a couple traps in there and manually trap them out. And it works beautifully.
The Walt Disney mouse holes. That creates the picture right there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Sean Sherwood. That's why he's the king when it comes to pest management. And we're happy to have him on the show. I got time for one more call. Let's go to this one because I know a lot of people have the question that Dan does on the road today. Go ahead, Dan.
I've got a problem with maple bugs. Every year for the last 4 or 5 years, I kill the Dyson vacuum, sucking them up from, let's say, November to...
Yep.
Oh, I think you're cutting out a little bit, Dan. So, yeah, I think we lost Dan. He's on the road. But maple bugs.
Absolutely. Box elder beetles. So they spend their summer and the early part of the fall up in the trees, reproducing and feeding and doing what box elder beetles do. In the fall, when it starts to get cool, they end up on the south and the west side of your house because that's where the sun's beating on it. It's nice and warm. And then when the sun goes down, it gets cooler. They either head down between the dirt and your foundation or they head up underneath your siding. Okay. Right. And they'll spend time in there. Vacuum cleaner is by far the best way to go. You can be out there with a shop vac and vacuum them all up. And contrary to what a lot of people say, they will not survive the trip through the hose.
Okay.
But you can spray for them or powder for them. Powder is actually really good. You powder down around the foundation, you pump powder up underneath the siding, they crawl through it, they die.
Okay. So is that if you've got them, is there anything you can do to prevent them? Is the powder something you could use to prevent them?
You could put the powder in, but it's got like a 30-day life expectancy, so it's not really going to be very beneficial after time.
Okay. Sean Sherwood is our guest, Poulin's Exterminator. If you want to look at the title on his business card, it says Pest Management Professional. I like to call him an exterminator. It sounds cooler.
I'm a guy that kills things.
If you have a question, 1-877-332-8255. Lynn, I see you on the phone next. We'll come to you for your question and lots of great texts coming in. Your question with Sean Sherwood when we come back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks so much for joining us. Evan Bray along with Sean Sherwood from Poulin's Pest Control. Sean is a pest management professional. You mentioned we were talking about maple bugs. What did you call them?
The official box elder beetles.
Box elder beetles. You said there's a powder.
Absolutely.
Well, five people have said, what's the name of it? Where do you get it? What's the name of the powder?
You come into our store or store up in Saskatoon, you buy it. It's called Pro Pyro Dust.
Okay.
It's a perithrin-based insecticide. It works really well.
And Poulin's sells it.
We sell it.
Okay, good stuff. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I want to go to the phone line. Lynn waiting patiently from Regina. Lynn, thanks for the call. What have you got for Sean?
If you're having any calls for cockroach infestations.
We're doing about 8 to 9 cockroach calls a week. sometimes more than that. The German cockroach is endemic. They're everywhere. And we are almost out of chemicals to get rid of them because PMRA keeps taking our products away and not giving us new ones. But we're still battling.
Are you having problems, Lynn?
Pardon?
Are you having problems?
No, I'm not. But I know some areas in the south part of Regina that are having those problems. And I don't know. They don't know what to do to get rid of them. I know that. They haven't called anybody, but I'm sure they're going from one place to the next.
So what do you do with cockroaches?
Well, you've got to get a professional treatment done. I mean, there are people that in the early stages, if they catch them early, have had success using chemical treatments of their own to get rid of them. But once they're established, it takes multiple treatments and it's pricey.
Okay. Let's talk about ants for a second. I can't even tell you how many texts we've got on the text line about ants. Let me start with this because we're going to ask you how to treat them. But Maureen wants to know, is ant treatment used by pest control companies safe for pets?
It is if it's applied properly. So what you're attempting to do with an ant colony is you're, one, identify where it is. Usually they're going to be underneath driveways or underneath patio blocks. Or if you've got mulched areas where you put down that landscape matting, treating above that, you're only surface treating. You got to get underneath it. And they love underneath the landscape matting. So if you're putting the product where the ants are actually living, in other words, pulling the landscape matting back or getting it underneath the patio blocks by lifting them, then it's out of the way where the pets are. It's very safe in those areas. Mm-hmm. If you have to put it in areas like your lawn where the pets might get to, you're going to want to try and keep them away from the area. But properly applied powder isn't great big clumps of it because they'll just look at that and go, I'm not climbing that. I'll go around it. You got to apply it really, really lightly. And a perithrin-based powder is really low toxicity to people and pets.
Okay. Am I remembering correctly? But I know you were on last time we talked about ants, and I feel like you told me they hate water. Is that right?
They can be, they'll avoid water and wet areas. They'll move into drier areas.
But does soaking down an anthill help?
Not really, because usually they're so deep that you'll never penetrate all the way down. But you can water down, you can powder it, and then lightly water it down to make it stick well.
Okay.
And if you get a heavy rain on it, you're going to have to apply after it dries off, but it'll actually carry the product down into the upper reaches of the colony, and it can be beneficial.
Okay. Well, there's definitely lots of questions on ants. So anything else that you've found with ants? Like the odd time, I know there was one lady, I read her text said, I'm seeing the odd ant on my kitchen cupboard, which concerns me. They're clearly getting in the house. How do you even determine how they're getting in?
Well, the first thing is to identify what species you're dealing with. So if you're dealing with carpenter ants, then they're in the wood somewhere.
Which ones are they?
They're the ones. They're a bigger ant, generally. They tend to all be pretty much black. Some of them are black and red. But they mine wood. There's odorous house ants out there, and they have a peculiar habit where they like to live in the wall of your house, but they like to bring in soil and gravel and sand to live in. So they'll fill your wall up with sand and gravel. Identifying the species tells you where to look, and then you apply the right treatment once you know what you're dealing with.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. Red ants. What are those little red ones?
Usually they can quite often they're a harvester ant, which are fairly common. They can be farrow ants. You got to, again, identify, because if it's a farrow ant and you spray, all you're doing is magnifying the problem because they bud.
Okay. Well, there is a question here. People all have their own home remedies or they've been told something works. Barb in the Battlefords says, I have heard that spraying peppermint oil mixed with water on the perimeter of the house outside helps deter mice from coming in the house. Can you tell me, does that work?
Flat out, no.
Your house is going to smell nice.
It'll smell great outside, if you like peppermint.
Yeah. Okay. How do you say this word?
Diatomaceous earth.
Never even heard that before.
Ground up seashells.
Okay.
So what it does is the insects crawl through it and it cuts up their exoskeleton and then they dry out because they can't heal their exoskeleton.
Diatomaceous earth. Okay. Yep. So Julian Cardiff said, is that the best route to eliminate anthills on the farm?
If you're in a situation where you have a lot of pets and a lot of anthills and you're a little bit chemophobic, then absolutely it will work. But it's going to take a while to work because you get a couple cuts in your exoskeleton. They have an exoskeleton. Their skeleton's on the outside, and they can't heal it. So once it's cut, moisture is leaking out of them, and they're drying out.
Right.
But that doesn't happen overnight, so it's a long-term project. Mm-hmm. But if your kids and your pets get into it, nothing.
Okay, fair enough. 1-877-332-8255. Sean Sherwood is my guest, Poulin's Pest Control. So ever since we talked about putting peanut butter in mouse traps, it sparked this whole general conversation on the text line. Here is, I'm summing about 12 texts up here, Sean. If I put peanut butter in my mouse traps and put them in my trailer, because you suggested sometimes you do that, even though it freezes, it still works. They say, some people are saying, I've done this and I agree it completely works. I've been successful at catching mice. But does the scent attract the mice to my trailer?
The mice are being attracted to your trailer because the crops have all been cut down. The leaves have fallen off the trees. Everything has died and they have nowhere to hide. And they're on the bottom of the food chain. Everything wants to eat them. So they're looking for a place to hide. Will the smell of the peanut butter leak out of your camper enough to attract them? I wouldn't sweat it. You'd have to have a lot of peanut butter in there to make that happen.
Right.
So, but once he comes in, I want him smelling the peanut butter, and I want him dead before he can chew the wires in my floor.
Good. Good point. Okay. So speaking of chewing wires, I've got a message here that was on our Facebook page. Cheryl is upset about squirrels. They chewed wires in our vehicle. We ended up with a $400 bill. And then I see one message here from Lisa saying, I've had squirrels in my walls and my ceiling. What can be done about squirrels?
Live trap them. So they are slaves to pine cones, and you can smear a little bit of peanut butter on a pine cone. You hang it in the back of a live trap, you'll catch them that way. When it comes to your house, you've got to make sure that there's no way they can get onto the roof. And that usually is from trees that overhang your roof. Mm. And they'll jump 4, 5, 6 feet. So if you think that that branch is like, well, it's 4 feet away, they can't go that far. In a heartbeat, they can go that far. So you got to trim all that back. Sometimes we've had a house that we've been working on. They're climbing up the pillars that hold up the wood pillars that hold up the deck. So lots of people say, oh, we'll just put metal around it because they can't climb that. And that's perfect. But you got to put it at the top, not at the bottom, because they'll just jump over it if you put it at the bottom.
Okay.
Once they're hanging onto the pole and they get to that metal, off you go.
Okay. Good advice. Sean Sherwood, 1-877-332-8255. We're going to go back to the phone line. Dory is on the line from Regina. Dory, you're on with Sean Sherwood.
Hi. Hello. I have a question about ladybugs.
Ladybugs?
Go ahead. Ladybugs. What is your question?
No, not the ladybugs. The lily bugs. They ate up all my lilies.
Lily bugs.
Lily bugs.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure which species you're dealing with here.
What do they look like, Dory?
They are like ladybugs, but they are red. And then when they turned, it will be black. So it's so hard to find them.
Box elder beetles. So you can powder around your planters so that they have to crawl through the powder, and that will kill them off. But they're usually up in the trees. That's where they spend the majority of the time, box elders and or maples in our case. Even elm trees, they'll be up in those as well.
So do they eat flowers?
Yeah, well, they feed on foliage. That's what they eat. And you must have a flower that they particularly – are there a lot of trees in your neighborhood?
No, just the one shrub tree.
Okay, so they're being forced to eat whatever is there. So I would treat around the flower beds, around the perimeter that you have on your flower beds, with a pyrethrin powder and force them to crawl through that, and that'll fix your problem.
And they can get that at Poulin's, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Sean Sherwood, Poulin's exterminator here. We are taking your questions. We're up against our last break, so we'll take a break, regroup, and come back for one more stint. Sean is here right until 12 o'clock. If you have a question, still time for you to get through at 1-877-332-8255. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, who knew Sean Sherwood could sing along with Meatloaf, but he is. Bat out of hell, and I could see you singing along there, Sean. Yeah. Good to have you here. Pest management professional with Poulin's Pest Control. We just had Dory on the line. We thought she was talking about ladybugs. We clarified that she wasn't, but you said off air, ladybugs, if you've got them, keep them.
Yeah, leave them alone. They feed on aphids. That's their favorite food. Aphids will wreck your trees and your plants and your flowers. Leave the ladybugs alone.
Ironically, right now, I believe, or in the last hour, there was like 200,000 ladybugs launched in Victoria Park in Regina, Saskatchewan, I believe.
Yeah, they do that every year, and that's an awesome way to control aphids.
Right, just to get the ladybugs out there. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. I had a text yesterday. I mentioned that we were having you on the show, and a lady texted in, said, I don't know that I'll be able to listen, but I will listen back for the answer if you can ask my question. Her son goes to a sleepover.
Yep.
Son comes home from sleepover next day. An hour later, her phone rings. It's the mom of her son's buddy that he went and had the sleepover and said, we've just found out we have bed bugs.
Yep.
So she's freaking out. Karen was, you could tell in her text message, she was worried. So she says, we have literally washed everything, scrubbed down everything. But is there anything we should be looking for? She's asking.
So the way you're principally going to find out if you have bed bugs is you're going to get bit. Okay. You will react the same way to a bed bug bite as you react to a mosquito bite. So if you don't react, you're going to take a while to notice. If you react badly to a mosquito bite, you're going to know right away. In the years when I was on the road every single week, I had a habit. I would go into my hotel room. I would put my bag in the tub. I would tear the bed apart to see if there was anything there. If there was anything I saw that reminded me of bed bugs, I asked for another room. When I got home, everything that was in my suitcase went into the dryer because the dryer is your best tool. Bed bugs can't handle heat.
Okay.
140 degrees for 30 seconds will kill them. Your dryer will get much hotter than that. Mm. So when your kid comes home from camp, when you come home from a trip, dump everything into the dryer and dry it.
Interesting.
20 minutes in the dryer. That'll take care of that problem.
Okay, well, that's a good answer for, we had a text or a call that came in. He couldn't hang on the line, but Dave was wanting to know, you know, how do I protect myself when I get home from vacation against bed bugs? So that's good. But what are you looking for, Sean? When you said I rip the bed apart when I get to a hotel, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for the actual insect, and they're compare them to a wood tick. They're the same size
and shape. Oh, they're that big.
They are that big. Yeah.
Okay.
Or everywhere that they go, because they feed on blood, then their feces is a black, tarry material. And they'll aggregate all together on the box spring or on the corner of the mattress. And you'll look for little, it looks like if you took a lead pencil and made little dots.
Okay.
If you see that, that's probably an indicator there's a bed bug problem.
Okay. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. I've got Jeff on the line from Saskatoon. You're on the phone with Sean Sherwood. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. Hi, Sean. My son lives out at Emma Lake, and he has these little black beetles. They're about a millimeter to 2 millimeters, mm-hmm. but he's got thousands of them.
They're probably like,
where does he have them, Jeff?
Against the foundation. Now, he's using diatomaceous.
Diatomaceous earth will work. It cuts their exoskeletons apart, and they dry out. It sounds like he's probably got a weevil problem. They walk everywhere, and they walk by the tens of thousands.
Oh, just thousands of them.
Yeah.
He wants to know where they're coming from.
They're just walking around looking for food. They are like a herd of wildebeest, and they go everywhere.
A herd of wildebeest. So what can Jeff do, or what can his son do?
He can treat around the foundation with diatomaceous earth, and the great thing about DE is that it's not harmful to people or pets or anything else.
Yeah, he's got pets and young children, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Use DE. He can also go out and vacuum them up. They won't survive the trip through the hose. It beats the living daylights out of them.
You know, they get in the house and they'll be on the windowsill, and within a few hours, they're dead.
Yeah, they dry out real quick. So you would enhance that with the diatomaceous earth, and everybody'd be safe.
Okay. Well, appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling in. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I want to go back to the text line. Lots of texts coming in here. I had mice in the portion of my kitchen cabinet under my sink, but I have no idea how they got in there. What is your theory or process on how you try and determine where mice are coming into a house?
We go around the outside perimeter and we look for any opening bigger than our little finger.
I was going to say, it doesn't have to be very big.
Yeah,
does
size
it?
Of your little finger. That's how small it is. Advise the owner to seal all those up. The way they got into that kick plate underneath your cupboards is they follow the pipes or the electrical up, and usually it's the pipes. For whatever reason, I've never understood it. Plumbers that are putting in a half-inch water line need a 5-inch hole. I don't get it.
Plug the hole. Okay, we have 2 minutes left. Blackbirds.
Yes.
That's all I'm going to say, because I've got so many people, whether it's ripping up tufts of grass on the lawn or just being so damn annoying in the backyard, blackbirds.
Okay, so the reason they're ripping up your lawn is because they're insectivores, and there's grubs and bugs and worms in your lawn that they want. So they're ripping things out because they can hear the bugs, and they're going after them as a food source. Mm-hmm. There are tons of them around. It's nesting season. They have a lot of young. They squawk and crow and make all kinds of noises when they have young to let everybody know, look what I did. Mm-hmm. And they're very aggressive but they won't physically attack you. You just have to have some stones and walk through it.
I was going to say, is there a way you can prevent them or deter them from your yard?
Not that I'm aware of, unless the city lets us start shooting them again. That ain't liable to happen.
And I can't give you license to do that on a radio program, as much as I can tell you what we used to do on the farm.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, crows and magpies, like, they are tough to get rid of.
They absolutely are. The best weapon there, especially magpies. You figure out where the nest is. Both of the parents will be on the nest at night. You go with Mr. 12 gauge at night, put a Roundup through the bottom of it, problem solved.
In no way does this escape liability for your local community. So keep in mind, there's bylaws.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Sean, always appreciate having you on the program. Thanks so much for your time. I know we'll do it again. We kind of make this a biannual, or every 6 months or so we have you on.
Anytime you want me on, I'm happy to be here, Evan. It's great.
Sean Sherwood, you can find him and the team at Poulin's Pest Control. He is a pest management professional. Thank you all for the texts and questions that you sent in today on the show. We'll take a break and we will be right back for the last part of our show today here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.